This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1570. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 23rd, Australia, Brazil, Czechia, Denmark, Ecuador, Eritrea, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Nan, Korea North and Nan, Kuwait, Luxembourg, Madagascar, Micronesia, Myanmar, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, UK, USA, unidentified, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. We begin this week with some items you can read more about in DX Listening Digest 11-24. Kim Elliott sends a story from the Sydney Morning Herald, headlined, Brainy Bunch Suffers in a Dumbed Down World, published June 18th. It's about Radio National. It seems only 2.5% of Australians tune in to it in the big five cities. But now they're tinkering with the schedule, planning to change some of the programming to make it more appealing to younger listeners in the next few years. We recently heard some jamming on 6230, presumably from North Korea, noise jamming. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan has more about this. He says the North Korean jamming on 6230 is to cover a clandestine station for North Korea, which does not announce a name. This station is only on the air several times a month, irregularly, between 07 and 0740 and or 12 to 1240 UT on 6230, thought to be transmitted from South Korea. It's audible at 0700 in Japan and was reported on April 7th for the first time, apparently, at 1200 UT. An unidentified Peruvian appeared on 3360.006, June 12th at 0100 UT, quite weak. No ID during a five-minute-long recording at the top of the hour, says Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, in shortwave bulletin. This led to a lot of investigation, especially by Henry Clements, who does a lot of identifying difficult receptions. And it turned out to be Radio JPJ, or JPJ, the ID slogan Fuerza Musical del Peru. They were listening to a recording from Hasse Mattison. It could be a third harmonic of medium wave 1680, also heard by Carl Hunzik in Czechia on June 9th. He says, I was hearing them almost daily between 03 and 04 UT. In the Mayor tip sheet, Kenneth Vidodziki in Michigan reports, SLBC Sri Lanka, 15745, June 12th from 0326 to 0405. At first with a preacher from Ohio, then at 0330, pop music, a DJ with a subcontinental accent playing tunes like Wake Up Little Susie. Pips an ID at the top of the hour, but it was becoming harder and harder to hear after 0400. On June 17th, WIFR's Okeechobee, Florida transmitter site made a drastic reduction in transmissions on the air only between 2200 and 0500 UT, except for one frequency staying on until 0700 for the RTI Taiwan relay on 5950. So, the rest of the night, and all morning and all day, no WIFR to be heard on any frequency. The bands seem relatively empty, as they used to be on five or six frequencies at once on a single band. They have 10 100 kilowatt transmitters operational, or I should say available. This has unintentionally cleared up a lot of interference problems, such as 17795, where BBC World Service had been blocked by WIFR. But now we hear BBC, although it's not a strong signal, 16 to 18 via Ascension, and they continue until 20 via Skelton, UK, 17795. In the Mayor tip sheet, Ken Zeke points out that WWV has started announcing at 18 minutes past the hour that they have relented and will not be canceling the propagation information, as they had planned to do in September. Apparently they've had a lot of negative reaction to that from listeners. Meanwhile, the propagation minute continues to be at 19 past the hour instead of 18, at least while they're running the special announcement. Since we've been canceled by IRRS in Europe, we're glad to hear from Rolf Ladusch in Germany that he can still hear World of Radio via WWRB 5050 UT Friday at 0330. In case you missed the news last week, we've also been removed from WWCR. We are still broadcast 15 times a week on WRMI 9955. Check their schedule or our schedule of all World of Radio broadcasts on worldofradio.com. Many thanks to Jeff White for continuing that. Furthermore, Alan Weiner at WBCQ, as a result, has given us an additional time on 7415, not only Wednesdays at 2130 UT, but also on Thursdays at 2130. And it is our intention for that to be one of the very first airings of a new program each week. Furthermore, Larry Will says he is including World of Radio on Area 51, 5110, UT Mondays at 0300, as long as Pirates Week is on vacation. So you can expect to hear perhaps World of Radio at that time on an irregular basis. Many thanks to both of our friends there at WBCQ. Now for the rest of the program, on to newer news, which you can read about in DX Listening Digest 11-25. Unfortunately, 15190 is not one of the many frequencies dropped by WIFR. They're still on it back in Portuguese from 22 to midnight 45 UT, blocking Brazil's Radio Inconfidencia. However, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reported he was not hearing it between the 16th and 20th of June, at least during the many times he checked the frequency. From New South Wales, Australia, David Sharp did hear it on June 17th at 21:47, just barely audible. Radio Prague, which is no longer on shortwave except via WRMI, and I now see they acknowledge them as a partner on their website, says elsewhere on the Radio Prague website, on August 31st, it will have been 75 years since the Czechoslovak company Radio Journal launched its regular shortwave broadcast. We consider that day to be the beginning of Radio Prague. To mark the anniversary, we'll be doing some special programs and preparing special events, starting with an exhibit opening Thursday, June 23rd, called 75 Years of Radio Prague on the ground floor of the Czech Radio Building. And they're also holding a meeting of listeners on June 23rd at 2 p.m. in the same Czech Radio Building. But it seems the big celebration will be on August 31st, and they'll have a press conference and a tent set up in downtown Prague. And furthermore, we'll issue a special stamped QSL card for broadcasts on August 31st only. Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark reports to Hardcore DX that the Danish public radio station, DR, has reactivated longwave 243 kHz using a new Nautel 50 kilowatt transmitter. It's from the Kullenberg site in Western Sealand. This is to replace medium wave 1062 with 250 kilowatts as of June 27th. They were going to simulcast for a few days in between, still with broadcasting hours only at certain times, not continuously. Apparently these are for a few minutes starting at 0345, 0630, 0945, and 1545 UT. Lengths vary from half an hour to a full hour, more or less. That's according to Dave Kenny in the British DX Club. Although the power is lower, they're expecting better coverage on long wave, especially since Turkey left the same frequency in 2008. We've recently reported that Radio Quito in Ecuador had revived itself on June 6th, heard around 4919 kHz. And then we expected it to be gone again for another few months, as has been the usual pattern. However, it didn't take that long. They have made other appearances since then. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia heard them UT June 16th at midnight on a slightly higher frequency than usual, 4919.4, broadcasting an Ecuadorian football championship, which may explain that reactivation. And there were several other reports of them. Later that same night, UT June 16th, Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, heard them from 0310 to 0515 with Spanish ballads and IDs. Fair reception on peaks. Manuel Mendoza in Spain had them from 0545 to 0615, again with music at that hour. Miguel Castellino in southern South America, I guess, heard them at 0935 with Boleros. David Sharp in Australia also reported them on 4918.9. And Ron Howard in California at 1020 UT, all June 16th. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has been keeping track of Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea on the 31-meter band, Program 2. June 22nd, signing on at 0256 on 9830.03. Then vernacular talk at 0300, parallel to 7174.98. However, he says lately they seem to change their 9 megahertz frequency every couple of days between that and 10 kilohertz lower, 9820.03 and even 9715.03, all of them 30 hertz high. Sad news from Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. On Wednesday, June 15th, our DX hobby friend Roland Schulze passed away in Stuttgart after battling lung cancer for nearly 15 months. He was 70 years old. He had been responding to treatment in Stuttgart Hospital, but had been declining since February. You may recall that he spent a number of years in the Philippines providing some useful DX information before returning to Germany with his wife, who I believe came from the Philippines. We reported previously that AFN's 873 high-power transmitter in Germany was temporarily off the air in June in order not to interfere with an outdoor concert. But Keith in the UK says they're back on the air already as of June 22nd at 2100 UT. Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka sends us his comments about the demise of Deutsche Welle. He says Germany will recede into the backyards of the Internet if the bosses that think they know what is happening in countries like ours, where only 9% of the people have some form of Internet, they should think twice. Internet is expensive and often slow, and most of the 9% use it for email and some limited browsing for job info, etc. Listening to radio or online to even the local station is very, very limited. What will happen is that when Deutsche Welle goes off shortwave, they will find a dramatic decrease in people accessing their website. For most, the limited times they go to the website is to get frequency updates or send a comment or a competition entry. The day that DW radio goes off, people will stop any listening relations with Germany. Furthermore, Sergey S. reports that Deutsche Welle will stop its Russian broadcasting on June 30th. Much earlier than expected, just a month ago they said they would keep it going until the end of the current broadcasting season. Should you hear an Asian station on the odd frequency of 7258, it could be All India Radio in Gorakhpur. At least on June 12th it was on that instead of 7250, around 07 to 8 and 0830 to 1140 UT, says Jose Jacob of DX India. He also reports that cricket test matches between India and the West Indies continue to be broadcast late into the night in India. They're played in the daytime in the West Indies, of course, alternately in Hindi and English. The schedule is from June 20th to 24th, from 1450 until 2000 or end of play, June 28th to July 2nd, 1350 to 2100 or later. Also the same times from July 6th to 10th. Apparently they take a few days break in between each series of matches. Among the shortwave frequencies which have been heard broadcasting these are 4810 from Bhopal, 4910 from Jaipur, 5010 from Thiruvananthapuram, 5040 from Jaipur. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1570. Consult our website for much more, worldofradio.com. Your contributions always welcome via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Radio Republik Indonesia, Nabire, reactivated on 7289.87, says David Sharp in New South Wales after many days' absence. Heard June 5th at 0805, but cutting off the air in mid-sentence at 0811. And then heard 2 weeks later, June 19th at 0756, followed by news. Ron Howard in California heard them on one date in between June 10th, on the air about an hour later than usual, signing off at 08:59:29 on 7289.95. They had children singing and chanting. And Jakarta News at the top of the hour. National song at 08:27 and more music until 08:56 when there was a bit of Quran recitation before cutting off the air. According to DX Mix News Bulgaria, the new transmitter site used by IRRS, Milan, Italy, is no longer Slovakia, but now Tiganeshi, Romania, for 9510, Saturdays at 08-09, and Sundays 09:30-12. 7290 from 18-20 is also coming from Romania, thanks to some excellent monitoring by Jari Savolainen in Finland. Because he was getting intermodulation between 7290 and a frequency known to be coming from Romania, namely 7190, which is a leapfrog over the RRI German service on 7240, halfway in between, as Wolfgang Büschel has computed. That's for the broadcast between 18 and 20 UT of Brother Stair via IRRS. Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, from Japan to North Korea, has made another frequency jump. Ron Howard in California noted June 21st, signing on at 1330. They were back on 5985, replacing 6135. That day they were in Japanese with no jamming. The North Korean jamming was still on the former frequency, 6135. Ron Howard also reports that June 11th was a rare occurrence for the South Korean station on 6015 to be heard without jamming by North Korea. Two young announcers chatting and laughing did not sound very threatening at 11:52 until the jamming did start up at 11:56, similar sounding to that on 6230 we mentioned earlier. The South Korean station is KBS Hanminjok Bangsong 1. Now at midsummer, we have best reception of Radio Kuwait on the higher frequencies, 17550, that strange broadcast in Arabic targeted on central and western North America, is supposed to be on the air between 20 and midnight UT. However, June 21st, they were still going at midnight 5, midnight 25, and when I tuned out during the music, midnight 33. On the shortest night of the year, much of the path across the northern Atlantic and Europe was nearly illuminated, roughly within 1 hour of the gray line. Kai Ludwig in Germany reports that the high-power Luxembourg transmitter on 1440 will apparently go dark before long, according to a Luxembourg publication, the gist of which is the transmitter violates field strength limits, churning out 600 kilowatts just 130 meters away from some buildings. They intend to close it in the foreseeable future. They plan to build a new site as a replacement, but those have been terminated. There are still plans to provide another prolongation of the permit to operate, which expires October 3rd, but activists are demanding that the too high field strength not be tolerated after that deadline. Now that Shokaze has moved off 6135, Ron Howard in California reports presumed RTVM Madagascar on 6135.28 at 1326 UT June 21st. with African highlife music, but it was blocked a minute later by the commencement of North Korean jamming intended for Shokaze, but now only interfering with Madagascar. We assume that the North Koreans will eventually move to 5985 as well, and then Madagascar may be in the clear. It's quite an early hour, but of course for them it's midwinter, the earliest sunsets of the year, heard via Long Path. You never know exactly when PMA, the Cross, Micronesia will be turning off their transmitter on 4755.44. Bruce Portzer in Seattle heard them June 11th until abruptly off during music at 10:33 UT. On June 14th, Ron Howard in California was listening from 11:31 with preaching in English and Christian songs until they suddenly went off at 12:05 and a quarter. John Wilkins in Colorado, Coombe Radio X, was listening at the very same time and agrees they signed off at 12:05, or rather they pulled the plug. Myanmar Radio is another station which keeps jumping between different frequencies, this time on the 7 MHz band. Ron Howard in California says they were back on 7200.05 variable after being on 7185.75 for about 17 days. They may have taken the transmitter offline to work on the audio, which was much improved when they came back, heard June 13th between 11:22 and 12:05. But there is a spur which could be confusing near their former frequency, 7185.87. Mauno Ritola in Finland, using three remote receivers in Japan, found the primary and the spur were signing off at exactly the same time, 1330 UT, on 7200.09 and 7185.85. Drastic cuts are also coming at Radio Netherlands. Despite putting up several online petitions to members of the Dutch Parliament, hoping for listener support, on June 17th, Andy Sennett wrote this, I quote in part from their website, Cabinet announces details of proposed cuts to RNW. The Dutch Cabinet has announced plans to cut back the activities of Radio Netherlands worldwide. It will no longer provide information for Dutch people living abroad, nor be responsible for providing a realistic image of the Netherlands to the rest of the world. RNW will concern itself solely with providing information in countries where free speech is suppressed or threatened. The cuts to RNW are part of a widespread austerity program the current government is implementing to bring the national budget into balance. In the wake of cuts to higher education, the arts, and defense, the government today announced a reorganization of the entire public broadcasting system. As part of the reorganization, RNW will no longer fall under the media budget, but will become the responsibility of the Foreign Affairs Ministry. The move is scheduled to take place on 1 January 2013. The foreign minister confirmed the focus on free speech and press freedom for Radio Netherlands worldwide. In reaction to news from The Hague, former Foreign Minister Bernard Bot, chairman of the RNW Supervisory Board, said, I find this cabinet decision incomprehensible for a government whose foreign policy should serve the long-term interests of the Netherlands and the Dutch. RNW Director General Jan Hoek echoed the feelings of Mr. Bot. This is an incomprehensible and sad decision. The ministry has chosen the easy way out by passing one quarter of the cuts in public broadcasting, 200 mega euro, in its entirety to one organization, RNW. Ron Howard in California has been trying by networking to make contact with someone at the recently reactivated Papua New Guinea station on 3205 NBC Sundown. He did contact someone at ABC Australia who's working on a PNG project. She says most of the shortwave transmitters in PNG are in a poor state and listeners no longer have shortwave radios. There's a technological revolution underway via mobiles and smartphones. So, this does not sound very promising for the future of NBC on shortwave. Following up the earlier report on the new Peruvian on 3360, Alfredo Benjamin Cañote Bueno in Lima, who calls himself DX Spacemaster, reports the Condish list, along with Henrik Clements and Hasse, We're hearing on 3360 Radio JPJ. It apparently transmits from the periphery of Lima 24 hours a day. However, Miguel Castellino in South America heard it in Mendoza, Argentina around 0940 on a Sunday with music and IDs, but the following day was not hearing anything on the channel. Ron Howard, California, reports 2 days of outstanding reception of Radio Santa Rosa in Peru, 6047.05 variable, apparently enhanced by almost gray line reception. June 16th from 1133 to 1159, and June 17th from 1108 to 1138, at times with heavy adjacent interference. After 1130, it sounds like they're doing the Catholic Rosary, repeating Santa Maria over and over. We recently mentioned that there was a broadcast about Taoism from Taiwan to China, but Takahito Akabayashi in Japan reports that it's no longer being heard since May 31st. It had been 11 to 12 on 7460. The BBC, of course, also facing funding cuts, but there's some hope for some broadcasts via Alokesh Gupta. From the Press Trust of India, June 17th, terming the BBC Hindi service as very important, Lord Chris Patton, chairman of the BBC Trust and chancellor of the University of Oxford, said the service will survive the major funding cuts that had severely affected its future. Patton, who recently took over as chairman of the BBC Trust, told PTI, due to the importance of the Hindi service and increasingly deeper relations with India, he was making all efforts to ensure its survival amidst the funding cuts. We're around the peak of the sporadic EDX season. On June 22nd, I was getting Mexican FM and TV for hours and hours all day. A bit further away in eastern North America, it pays to check the 11-meter band for some of those feeders or talkback frequencies. If you're far enough away from the Metroplex, 25910 FM with WBAP and 25990 with its sister station KSCS in Fort Worth, reported by several listeners, Cheryl Pashkevitz in Wisconsin, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania, Don Jensen in Wisconsin. Also, there's a relay of KOA in Denver on 25950. Renato Liana in Sao Paulo, Brazil, posted quite a good YouTube catch of it via the Radio Escutas group. We're still hearing mystery open carriers, often with 1,000 hertz tone tests on a variety of frequencies, apparently a new transmitter or transmitter site testing, but where is it? On June 22nd, between 1346 and 1427, they were jumping around. I heard them on 17750, 17800, 18900, 18960, 19020, 19000, 11620, and 11980. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued June 11th. ANK indices peaking at 35 and 6 on June 24th, but down to 5 and 2 by the 29th, and no higher than 8 and 3 through July 18th. Solar flux peaking at 105 June 24th to 26th, dipping to 85 July 7th to 9th, and back up to 100 by July 12th. And that's World of Radio number 1570. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program and will make a point of hearing me again next week.